cheeses, I guess, is what they call it.
What could you make from the liver?
Nothing. Just we fried it and or baked it or something.
Did you ever hear of taking the hogshead's cheese and or something from the liver and mixing up with cornmeal and making something that you'd cook it and then slice it and fry it?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or pawn hoss or
no,
cripple?
No.
What can you make with the blood?
Nothing. We never made anything with it. You just threw that away. we never tried to keep that.
The part of the cherry that you don't eat is called the
pit.
What do you call it in a peach?
Oh, let's see. You ask me these things and just out of the clear blue sky, and it's hard for me to remember. It's not called the pit. Give me some names.
Well, what part would you plant?
Well, you would plant the seed, but we don't call it seed. The peach seed? Yes, we do. Peach seed.
What do you call the part inside the seed? Once you see that little smooth thing down?
Yeah, it's the kernel in there.
And there's one kind of peach that the flesh is real tight against the seed.
Well, an Indian peach is a clean peach, I guess is what you'd call it,
What's an Indian
peach? An Indian peach it's smaller than a regular peach, and it's red, and the meat is red,
mm-hmm.
and it's real sweet. You make pickles and that sort of thing, mostly out of Indian peaches.
That's a variety?
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm.
What's
it's a brand.
What's the kind that comes off the seed real
easy? Well, those are usually Alberta peaches do come off. You know, you break them in two and they come loose from the seed real good. And goodness, I can't remember. We had an orchard all my life right beside the house. And we had apples and apricots and peaches and plums and grapes, all kind of things like that in there. But I've forgotten what we called them. Well, I know it was the Alberta peach that was like that.
Do you ever call it a clear stone or...
Clear seed seems more like it than any of those names that you just named.
What's the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
You're drying apples. We said we're drying apples.
Did you ever hear them called snits?
No.
What kinds of nuts would you get around here?
Well, we have pecans and walnuts, black walnuts. And hickory nuts, and that must be about it. Hickory nuts and black walnuts and pecans. That's the common,
mm-hmm.
most common thing.
What's one that grows in the ground? Fat hogs, maybe.
Oh, acorns.
Or. What about peanuts?
Oh, peanuts. You know, it's a funny thing. I never think of that as being a nut because, you know, it doesn't have a hard shell on the outside.
Any other name for peanuts?
Goobers.
Is that something you hear around here much?
No. Now, you'll hear that from somebody that lives way kind of back in the backwoods and, you know, everything. They may say goobers, but it was very seldom I ever heard them called that. All my life, they were peanuts.
What about penders? Did you ever hear them?
No.
And a kind of nut that's shaped like your eye?
Almonds?
Okay. They don't grow
in. No. No.
When the walnut first comes off a tree, it's got a green covering on it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of soft.
Yeah.
You can call that the
shell.
What's the part that, once you take that off, the part you have to crack?
That's the shell, too.
Okay. And a kind of citrus fruit that grows in Florida or Texas.
Oranges?
Okay.
You mean oranges?